Presidential candidate Joe Biden held a campaign rally in Durham's historically black Hillside High School on Sunday. The former vice president is trying to build support in North Carolina ahead of the key Super Tuesday primary in March. Aditi Bundlamudi reports.
Lila Little hasn't made up her mind yet. She came from Chapel Hill with her granddaughter, who will be a first-time voter.
Well, I like Joe Biden, and I want to hear more from him. And this is the best way to do it is not by clips and sound bites, but by in person. So.
Others are already sold. McKinley Cardwell drove for 2 hours from Appomattox, Virginia.
I really do believe in what he has going for him, what he believes in, and just the compassion of a man who's been through so many trials and tribulations.
Duke student Adriana Williams started off the rally with an Obama campaign chant. Congressman G.K. Butterfield then took the stage. He's one of several black congressional leaders who've endorsed Biden.
We need a candidate who can win this state and the other states that went red in 2016. That candidate, my friend, is Joe Biden.
It's good to be back with so many old friends. This state was critical in delivering the presidency for Barack Obama. He sort of dragged me along with him.
Biden's been losing ground in national polls to his closest rival, Elizabeth Warren. But in North Carolina, he's popular among black voters and moderate Democrats. He says he's got a feasible plan to pick up where Obamacare left off in expanding access to health care.
We can do it all for 1/50th of what Medicare for All will do. We're not going to have to wait 4 years or 8 years, whatever the number of years, or have some kind of pattern. We can do it now, immediately, on the job, now.
When it comes to fundraising, Biden has some catching up to do. He's lagging his top primary opponents. After the rally, he headed to a fundraiser in Durham, which was hosted by Congressman Butterfield. McKinley Cardwell left the rally feeling just as enthused as he did before.
I feel 100%, as I always did since the beginning. This man literally has it.
Others, like Mike Pollack from Chapel Hill, are still deciding.
I think everybody's probably still shopping around, and that includes us, yeah.
Aditi Bundlamudi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.